dark and lonely office. Detective Grader and Detective Mons are standing over a pile of dirty papers. They have biscuit crumbs and cigarette droppings all over them. Mons is a middle-aged, balding, blue-eyed inner-city detective, buff with intellect and impeccable charm. Grader, similar to Mons, is balding, middle-aged, blue-eyed, and an inner-city detective. Both detectives are looking at the papers, troubled, very troubled. There is a bottle of whiskey on the table, half empty. The room is filled with smoke.
Whoa, I needed that smoke.
I didn't, but I do now. Detective Mons grabs the smoke and places it between his thin, chapped, quivering lips and lights it up.
Did I say you could have one of my smokes?
Sorry, can I?
Sure.
Offstage telephone rings.
Ooh, bring bring! Bring bring!
Both detectives freeze, then simultaneously whip their heads to the direction of the sound.
Bring bring! Bring bring!
You gonna get that?
No. Are you?
No. Felicia! Get the damn phone!
Bring, bring!
The phone's ringing comes to a sudden halt.
Bring!
Always can rely on Felicia.
Sure you can.
Let's get back on track here, detective.
Have you solved the case yet?
What do you mean, have I solved the case? Of course I have.
Show me.
Do you not trust me?
I trust you with my life.
Detective Mons scrambles through the dirty papers. He picks one up and thrusts it in Detective Crater's face. Take a look at that, detective!
Impressive.
I know.
What am I actually looking at here?
Let me walk you through it. Have you ever heard of DNA?
Deoxyribonucleic acid? Yeah, I could recite that acronym in my sleep.
Well, I got a whole bunch of that right here. Detective Mons pulls a Ziploc bag filled with a queer liquid substance out of his right back pocket and chucks it at Detective Crater. It bounces off Detective Crater's belly and onto the floor.
That don't look like DNA to me.
Oh, sorry. Wrong bag.
Detective Mons pulls another Ziploc bag filled with the clear liquid substance out of his left back pocket and slams it down onto the table.
Merry Christmas.
It's April.
It's a metaphor. The DNA informed me it's from a man named Joe Jackson of New Jersey. He's 5'8" and weighs 238 pounds. He's of Caucasian descent. On Thursdays, he enjoys going to choir with his grandma and tasting the occasional brownie. His favorite color is teal. He wears the same pairs of socks every day. His M.O. is shooting other men at point-blank range after bowling games take a turn, preferably with a 9mm. He hangs out at bowling alleys where he can challenge people to a match. When he loses, they pay the price. When he wins, they pay the price. Once you agree to the match, there is no turning back. He takes his dead victims and stuffs their heads with 10 pins, and he replaces them with a bowling ball.
He wears the same socks every day?
Yes. That's what the DNA told me. He suffers from a very bad fungus infection on his left foot.
Do you know what color the socks were?
Blue. Why?
The color tells me a lot about a person.
What color do you wear?
Well, today I'm wearing an informal trainer sock with pink desert cactus detail.
So what does it tell me about you?
Let's not make this personal, detective.
Detective Mons is staring out of the musty interior office window at Felicia. Felicia is sitting at an old wooden reception desk where her legs are always visible. She is a British receptionist living in the city illegally and looking for her perfect green card.
You're right. We need to separate work and play.
Let's get back to the DNA. How did I do?
Way to get a strike, Mons.
I sure hit all the pins. I will contact the victims' families tomorrow.
When is the trial supposed to be?
Christmas.
That will be the best Christmas gift ever.
I'm Jewish.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Born and raised.
Huh.
No, I conformed last week.
Thanks for the invite.
Detective Crater takes a long, wishful swig of the bottle of whiskey and slams it back down onto the table.
It's something I thought I had to do alone.
I feel alone every day. It is something you get used to as a cop.
Detective.
Yes?
No, we're detectives, not cops.
Oh.
Detective Mons trots like a show pony over to the Ziploc bag on the ground.
It's an important distinction to me.
Detective Mons opens the bag and takes a big, long sniff.
I'm never alone when I have my DNA.
Both detectives look into each other's eyes. Detective Mons has a twinkle in his eye as he looks passionately. Detective Mons looks at Detective Crader, and Detective Crader looks back at him like there is a dwindling in a soft wind, like a flame that is about to go out.
What is that one telling you?
It belongs to a detective.
What? Tell me more.
I don't think you're ready.
Do we have a corrupt officer working among us?
Detective!
Yes.
No. Do we have a corrupt detective working among us?
Right, I forgot that was an important distinction to you.
It's okay. But yes, we do. Detective.
What do we know about this detective? Detective.
He enjoys a cigarette and a shot of whiskey on the hour. Every hour.
Detective Crater looks at the aggressively loud ticking clock.
Tick, tick, tick.
It strikes one.
Tick.
He takes a swig of the dark brown liquor, then lights a long, dirty cigarette.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Can you handle the truth?
I can handle anything. I'm a detective. Remember?
Detective Mons sniffs the bag again. He closes his eyes.
Crater! You!
Offstage, a telephone rings.
Ring, ring! Ring, ring!
Felicia!
Who are you? Who?
I really wanna know who.